We're live. The two words you love to hear every Sunday night, because there are two words that mean something.
Mm.
We're live.
Uh-huh.
When you hear those syllables pronounced trippingly on the tongue, you know you're in for entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're in for quality. You know you need unique New York. And tonight, I want to make this a special show. And I'm the only one that can do this.
Yeah.
Because I trust no one else. Mm. And that's my message to everyone watching this. Trust no one. But I'm going to say it because he won't say it himself. Tonight is the Derek Acosta birthday special. That's right.
He didn't want to say anything.
Welcome to my birthday show.
Welcome.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but you put me on the spot. And, Rocco, I can't believe you mentioned this is my birthday. I totally wasn't even prepared to mention it was my birthday.
Fun.
I don't want to make a big deal out of anything. Don't pay any attention to me just because I turned 35 today.
Whoa. Congratulations.
35,
congrats.
Still alive and eligible to run for president, let me tell you.
And now it's time. Now is the time.
Right. I can officially announce my candidacy.
He's already there.
For 2020, you can write me in on the ballot whether you are a Republican like myself or a Democrat. Nice. Like myself.
Okay.
I go both ways. Which way you want it?
Oh,
up, down, left, and right. I'm,
you know. Whatever's going to get your
vote. Yeah, whatever I need to say to get your
just
vote.
You can call me a Dumbakin. What? I'll go with that.
That's cool, man. I'll
that
vote
that
for you.
Works.
Well, Turrican, like Super Turrican. Great game.
And, but in addition to that, I turned 35 today. You may remember last year, I beat Zelda on my birthday. Did a little Zelda stream, sang a little Harambe. Today we celebrate that I've been doing Mega 64 for over 50% of my life.
Wow. That's amazing.
50%. Now at 35, we're officially in the majority of my life.
Wow.
It's consumed by Mega 64, which is kind of sad pathetic when you think about it.
Extremely.
But
50%.
We'll talk about that later. We'll get into that later on tonight.
Oh, no.
Might be timed.
Didn't think I'd be doing this past the age of 19, frankly, and it's just hitting me.
Right.
Uh-oh. I think I missed my deadline to get out.
Oh,
my God.
Say it ain't
so.
This is just like that, what's that Middle Earth movie? Lord of the Rings. They throw the thing and he goes, oh, I love all your WYSIWYGs, but watch this.
Yeah, he's doing the Bilbo. Oh, my God, Bilbo.
Bilbo.
Bilbo, where'd you go? Oh, he's there. Oh God,
green
get away
screen.
From me.
I'm not on green screen. Doesn't work. Anyway, felt very much like that.
Well, happy birthday.
I knew it.
Snake
in
the grass.
I'm almost as old as that.
I knew that was
if he could do it, you could do it, Derek.
He's back.
If he could do it, I could do it. Definitely.
No new taxes, Derek.
What's up?
No new taxes. Since it is your birthday, do you want to do the honors tonight of saying the magic words? Or, I mean, I feel like it's
today,
right?
I would,
are you
going to
curse
close
in the first
me?
5 minutes, Sean? What's the magic
close up
word?
On me? Thank you.
Close up on George, bro.
The Lego Nintendo set is overrated and overpriced.
No.
Thank you, Sean.
You're
it was
welcome.
An honor to
You're
say
welcome.
The words
no.
tonight.
I'm
tonight, I got
it.
The chance to slam Nintendo, but
yeah.
next week could be anybody.
Oh, God, you did it again. You
Anyways,
stole the fire.
Theme song.
Right before it cut to the theme song, I said a word that many consider to find offensive, and I will not be using that word in the future, and I sincerely apologize.
What'd you say?
Wait. Again.
What time
you
is it?
You want to take it back
in
again?
In the first 5 minutes, Johnny's going to have to make us sound like Twin Peaks Red Room. He's going to make the Teletubbies look like Barney.
I don't know, Rocco doesn't seem upset about it. It seems like it's a big joke when Rocco curses.
When he
five
does
minutes.
It, it's
when
fine.
When we do it, it's all like, guys, we're going to be demonetized.
He gets mad at us. I'm going to say he gets mad at me. Derek, you can do it, and he's not. But when I do
well,
it,
you've
he
done
gets,
it way too much.
I don't
yeah,
a problem.
Sean, it's actually, it? I'm like concerned for him.
Well, I haven't done it in like months now.
Yeah. Well.
Ever since I got a picture of grandma, I've stopped doing it.
Yeah, I can't see that photo from over here, so yeah. I'm still flying loose. I'm still going commando over here. Loosey-goosey
with the profanity over
there.
You're
shooting from the hip, Rocco. You just let it fly.
Rocco's like a surly sailorman with that mouth.
I notice I swear way too much when I'm in like work mode.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you guys all kind of stopped me on Friday. We were working on something, and I was kind of running around with my head cut off, like trying to do too many things at once. And everyone kept asking me if I was okay.
Yeah.
And I yelled at you. I think I snapped and I was
you
like,
did.
Why does everyone keep asking me if I'm okay?
You did. You were not. I don't know what happened. I wasn't going to bring it up because you seemed like
you were
in a bad mood.
I'm just stomping around going like, fuck,
you're
fuck.
Stomping. Well, yeah. This is exactly it. Garrett is stomping going, fuck, fuck, shit, fuck, fuck. And so then naturally one would say, hey, are you okay? Because it doesn't seem like he is.
And it became.
Why are you asking me this? Like,
oh. It became a really fast meme in the room too, because one person asked Garrett that. You all right? You okay? You doing good? And then that turned into me going, "You good? You all right? Yeah, you're good. Everything good? Everything good?" And I just turned to everyone in the room doing it, and then Garrett broke. It was like,
yeah.
Why is everyone asking?
Yeah,
it's
because we're concerned.
I was confused.
Sure. What was the problem?
I didn't seem to notice
there
any.
There was no
tension.
Problem other than I will vocalize thoughts in my head when I'm, you know, like the old footage of me doing makeup on you guys and I'm concentrating and I'm going,
yeah, you do that still. Yeah, it's your thing.
Yeah.
How's that related?
So there's like another involuntary action where, do you like that, ladies?
More makeup project.
I'm waiting for the connection of the tongue to stomping around shouting.
This is just how my brain operates while it's being, I have to have some involuntary thing happening with my body. And when I'm like overthinking the three things I'm trying to do at once, that involuntary thing is this like Tourette style cursing of just nonsense. And then any little thing that happens when I'm in work mode like that, if I like stub my toe or drop the thing, it's like, it's not just, oh, I dropped the gaffer tape, let me pick it up. It's like, oh, fuck. And that forces everyone in the room to go, what happened? What's wrong? And I go, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm just,
well,
I shouldn't have said that.
This is, Derek, this happened when we were filming Friday night. And so Garrett said this, and he, I thought I made you mad by asking you the question. And then I will be real, and maybe this is whatever, but you didn't say goodbye to me. And I was like, oh, fuck. Did I piss off Garrett?
I didn't know that.
Did I make him mad? Because he was just gone like a phantom. He just disappeared. Because normally Garrett says goodbye to me.
Yeah, okay, that
speaks volumes.
That brings up a serious subject. This is a dead serious subject.
Okay, real. Okay.
Are you the kind of person that needs the goodbye at the end, whether it be a phone call or it's you know, somebody leaves where you're at, you know, or an event or whatever? Are you someone that is like, they didn't say goodbye?
Goodbye on a phone call? Yes.
Yeah. That's rude.
And the fucking phone call properly.
They're two different things, but I'm asking about both. Because I know some people that are just like, yeah, I'll get to it, click. And it's like, oh, no, we say goodbye here.
I think, Rocco, I never...
Are you raised in a barn? Say goodbye before you hang up.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
I agree. I do need the goodbye. Because I just think that, like, I want to know.
It's a touch base to
and
me.
Not only that, I will say here it's a little different because it's like we're all working together and maybe I need you for a project or I need Kevin for something. And if Kevin's just gone, it's like, oh, I need Kevin. Wait, is he gone? Oh, we're doing this, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
It's a touch
little
base
different
on
here.
Stuff. Yeah. You know. Yeah, for me, I grew up trained where when you end things, and both with the phone call, but in person, you know, everyone's here and you say goodbye and you say goodbye. I'm leaving. You say goodbye. And when someone wouldn't say goodbye, it was almost always bad. Like they were mad.
They're
something
mad.
Went wrong. You did the wrong thing. It's like a Pavlov's dog thing with me.
Yeah.
It's a little different here, I will say, for me, because working here, sometimes people are like going in and out and going to Home Depot to get stuff. And
sure. Well, that's not for the day,
you know? And so when that happens, so I don't ever take that personally here, but then like we filmed the thing Friday night,
which we were here late.
We were all here at the same time. Maybe that would be weird.
And you know, part of my stammering curse words, was me trying to do three things at once to get out of here.
Right.
We were already all here late.
We were here late.
We're trying to get cleaned up and out of here on time. And also, I was going to run someone home.
Right.
Yeah. So you had a lot on your plate.
I was not only walking around the studio probably cursing and making everyone aware of maybe something's going on when there wasn't, but I forgot to say goodbye to you, my friend Sean. And I just thought we were all leaving together, and I said, bye, everyone.
I see, and I wasn't upset with you, Garrett.
Because, okay.
I'm not mad at you. I was just
but
like,
you thought
oh,
I was
shoot.
Mad.
Yeah, and I was driving home in my head being like, dude.
And
I asked him what was wrong, which, well, that's whatever. I don't take that back. But sure. Afterwards, I did tell people, don't ask Garrett what's wrong. You don't want to do that. But then I just said, maybe he heard me say that, and he got mad. And I don't know.
No, so this is the exact same thing is happening in my head after I drop Johnny off and I'm driving back with my own thoughts finally.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh, I snapped at Sean when he asked me what was wrong. My friend's just concerned about me. I need to apologize next time I see Sean and tell him that
I
don't know why I was cursing, but everything is okay. Thanks, Sean. Mm-hmm. So we're both neurotic in the same way.
Yeah, we're both crazy.
We hurt each other's feelings.
Is that what everyone does
this is what
with
Eric
every
is,
interaction? Because I do that
this is
with
human.
Every single person I see.
Yeah, this is a human
I do this.
Problem. This is a porcupine dilemma.
What, like this, like where you examine it?
I yeah. analyze the conversation, how it went, and if I hurt anyone's feelings.
Eric,
that's what I do.
He would talk about this on the podcast in the years previous to this, and I never kind of understood what he was talking about. He'd talk about overanalyzing stuff. He mm-hmm. said in elementary school when he'd lie awake at night.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I don't have that. What are you talking about? But now I see what he's talking about. It manifests itself with me, with like you guys and interpersonal relationships like the night later.
Sure.
Like, oh, how did I handle that? Fuck, why am I laying abed thinking about this?
Yeah. Well,
well,
I don't see what this has to do with my birthday or
that's true.
Me turning 35. So
I will tell you,
let's switch it up.
Well, back to your birthday. I had a series of birthdays in my life lately, and I finished the last birthday event this afternoon. I came straight from that to here, and I get in and I go, oh, no more birthdays. And it's like, dude, I mean, I said to fucking Derek, and I'm going to eat myself alive tonight for sure because I did that.
Sean literally came in here, sat down, and went, God, sick of these birthdays. Derek, ugh, I know you got one coming up, but I'm going to need to, like, you know, rest before that.
No birthdays, so I got to skip it.
And Derek just sat there, yep. Coming right up.
You could say that.
And just then it dawned on me, like, oh shit, yeah, today is the 27th.
Literally today.
I thought tomorrow was the 27th. I know.
I went into this birthday. Honestly, I kind of hate birthdays. And I kind of hate
Thank
my
God.
Birthday. Can I be honest? Anybody else
I'm
feel this
you.
Way?
Yes.
Fuck, oh,
I,
yes.
I don't like my birthday.
I got to fix my tag. Yeah, the older I get, the more I hate my birthday. And I don't know if it's a combination of like expecting it to be special and it's not, which makes me kind of depressed. Or, let me make this look good, or
the
everybody
Joker
in my
visiting
family
a museum.
Wanting to do something with me, and then my birthday turns into a chore. So either way, it's like lose-lose. I'm never happy on my birthday. I'm always disappointed.
Yeah.
This year, I just say, you know what? It's 2020. It's coronavirus. Everybody has a shitty birthday. Even kids, when their birthday really matters, are just getting like a stupid parade.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the idea of a birthday out the window.
Yeah.
And I've had the best birthday ever.
Oh,
I had no expectations.
So nice.
And my girlfriend threw me a surprise party yesterday.
Oh.
In the backyard. She's like, hey, why don't you come out to the backyard? There's like 10 people there. Surprise, which was awesome.
Yeah. That's
then half
nice.
Of them left. And so, you know, so we had like a social distancing party.
That's awesome.
And, you know, everything's just been a surprise. People be like, hey, I got something for you. Be like, cool. I wasn't expecting anything. So.
That's cool.
Don't bum out about it, Sean.
Okay, thank
I'm having
you.
The time of my life.
Thank you.
So far, 35 is awesome.
Hell yeah.
34, no more. 35, time to thrive.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not only can you run for president, you can be in the next Lasagna Cat video and get equal fame to Garrett.
Yeah.
Derek Acosta, 35?
Yeah. That's it. Well,
that's
you
the age limit.
I think that's what it takes to get in there. You might have to do other stuff, too.
I didn't pay attention.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that sounds better than my weekend. I have to share a quick thing.
Oh yeah.
We filmed that thing on Friday.
Yeah.
We were filming here late. You'll see it at some point. We won't go into what that was. When it was over, it was nighttime, and I asked Kevin to help me. I was like, "Hey, I got this. I finally got, and I want to say I finally got both sides of my double-edged lightsaber.
Ooh, whoa.
I found illegal contraband ways to get it. But anyway, I was like, can you help me film this thing? When we were filming the thing on Friday, Garrett got us burritos. And I got one of the best burritos. He picked me up one of the best burritos I've ever had.
I don't like where this story's going.
Autobata California burrito.
You liked it?
It looked like the most bloody, gory. Autobata is like, it's like pork, right?
Yeah. It's marinated, right?
Yeah, it's marinated, and it was red as hell. It was like neon red. And I bit into that thing, and it looked like some Temple of Doom shit, like Kali Ma. Like it was, it looked gory, but it was delicious. Anyway. I did that lightsaber video. When I was done with that, Kevin, I fucking vomited everywhere. Oh my God. I was spinning and... Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we did the video. Thank you guys so much for helping me film that. Thank you. Drove off. Yeah, I got home and I was like, what the fuck? Because that burrito was really rich. It's rare I'm affected that way, but I was like, the whole night after that. And then I did that, and it was like, it didn't help.
6 hours, it was inside you.
And man, let me tell you, that looked fun coming back.
Oh my God, a crime scene.
You thought it looked like Temple of Doom, the original.
You worked out with bad fuel, and your body rejected it.
Yeah.
You got to rest with that.
Bad fuel, and then spinning. I mean, I don't know what Darth Maul ate before he, or Ray Park.
Probably like pasta.
Do we ever find out why we saw Ray Park's penis?
What?
What are you talking about?
First of all, who is Ray Parks and what is a penis?
We're talking.
We don't have to go. No, there was a point where
you brought it up. Now I'm curious.
Yeah, he posted a video of him getting a beige.
What?
And then he did. Okay, there was a video.
Now I have a third question, but keep going.
Instagram?
Yeah, and then it was like
what?
Unclear if he was hacked or something like
that.
Who's
Ray Parks?
It's Darth Maul.
He played Darth Maul
and Toad from X-Men.
Ooh.
And, yeah, Toad from X-Men.
Toad has a wicked tongue.
Speaking
that's
of
the
mauling.
Best line. Yeah. But I don't know about his penis. This is interesting news.
I don't know
news.
If we got it.
I heard the Toads have the sticky tongues.
It's called Dark Maul.
Yeah. So he posted pornography on Instagram. Shameful. Was he arrested or what happened?
I don't know. I think people are still trying to solve it.
They said he'll never act again.
Why did I see this?
Whatever happened with Jeff Bezos's penis? Did we ever get to the bottom of that?
That too. Oh, yeah. What's going on with all these penises?
I honestly forgot about it.
No answers.
So
did it get posted? Was it leaked? Was it not leaked? I don't remember.
All these answerless dicks.
It's because it's just not such a... There's so many dicks online now.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude, Chris
Aaron
Evans
Carter,
posted, no one cares.
Oh, I forgot Chris Evans!
Chris Evans.
Oh, my God.
You got the Legolas.
Yeah. I feel like we're kind of...
Wait, Orlando Bloom posted a dick?
They took a picture.
He's got a hammer
he
on
was
him.
Out. Oh, he Jesus. Was like out naked on vacation somewhere, like way on the water.
Oh,
like
he's paddleboarding with Katy Perry.
On his boat.
Naked?
Yes! Yeah. And someone with a long lens. And they need...
You know
okay.
what?
That I'm not okay.
I'm
with.
Sorry, that but sucks. That is what comes with fame, and it happens to all of us.
Yeah. I will say,
we've
though,
all been there on our naked boats with our, you know.
If I'm on a paddle boat, like that you stand up on kind of boat,
yeah,
you're on like a yacht.
Oh, not a yacht.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was like
you're in a canoe.
I was thinking of like the paddle board, like the standing up on the surfboard type thing.
It's one of those, and the shot is hilarious because Katy Perry is like sitting down, like pleasantly, like in a bikini, like enjoying the scene, and he's standing behind her, like the fucking Captain Morgan mascot, just chest out and penis hanging down, and he's paddling. Wow.
Why would you do that naked?
In a domineering position.
I don't know. You're happy.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Penis?
If you've got 8 inches hanging.
Because you're Orlando Bloom.
Who doesn't mind
like,
showing it
know.
Off?
I just feel like I don't like being naked. Outside?
Would
no.
you be freaked out if it, like somehow you're like a picture of your penis got online? Like a naked shot?
God, you're so American. Ugh.
I feel bad for them.
Be European. Right? Yeah. Europeans in the room? Thank you. Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I mean, I don't want that out there,
in
but I don't
fact,
think it'd ruin me.
You should just...
It wouldn't ruin me.
Remove an article of clothing right now just to prove you can.
Yeah.
I think.
Show feet, Sean.
No, not...
Did it ruin Chris Evans' career? That's, no.
No. It's made it better. Look at Kim Kardashian. Look at
that's what made her, isn't it?
Look at Paris Hilton.
Saying more like pants.
Yeah, Paris Hilton's the most famous person on the planet right now. Is that an accident?
Well, I mean, she... Yeah. All stars fade, Sean.
I'm
That's
sorry. I lost the point of this topic. What are we talking about now?
I don't know.
Paris Hilton?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get Sean more famous.
Yeah, let's bring back something important here.
Yeah. What? Hey, I'm going to have a quick little story, and I don't know I just want your thoughts on this because I freaked out and I wanted to see if I'm crazy. My kids started doing this activity and it's like they go to a place, it's all monitored. I'm told they like check temperatures, everyone has a mask and they're all distanced and they do this like activity. I'm not going to say what it is together, whatever, but it's all like separated. So the lady comes out to.
What do you mean? Like.
You're not going to say what it is.
They do it like a sport. It's like kids
highlight?
No, it's a sport. I just want to say what sport because I don't want to trace. I don't know.
It's like, maybe okay, it's sure.
I don't know who watches shit. I'm just not going to say
fighting.
What. No. It's a sport. Yeah. Sure, but anyways, the point is that the lady came out and scanned Lena's temperature and went, oh, 97, perfect. The last class I had was all over 100. But, you know, this is probably the gun. And she walked away. And I was like, well, what?
That's terrifying.
You don't hear that.
What? And then she's left, and it's like, well, I don't want to leave my kid here.
Yeah, I don't even want to be. I don't want to be sitting next to you right now, frankly.
Why are you checking for temperatures?
I think that's crazy. Now.
So then I got on the phone with Jenny. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then so she called the place, and then they said, oh no, she checked the temperatures later. The gun was just hot.
It's 110.
I don't know about that. I don't know. But now I'm like in my own head, right? Like I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, I'm sure they're trained medical officials. They probably know what they're doing.
Jesus Christ. This world so scary. Anyways, I don't know. Am I crazy? I don't think so, right? I'm the normal one?
I don't think
one?
They should carry a temperature if they're going to do Brazilian jiu-jitsu like that.
If you're going to be sweating and roundhouse kicking other kids in the head and tackling them and grappling with them.
Yeah. Like in this, I don't know. Whatever.
Have a nice socially distant party. You know.
Yeah.
Did anyone get scanned in with a temperature gun at your place, Derek?
Well, that's not doing anything.
Everybody was at 70 degrees, room temperature.
Not, wait, so, 70?
Way low, yeah. Oh,
this is a dead man's party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who can ask for more? I don't know. Not me.
I'm surprised that took me a second.
Yeah, whatever.
They're resuming filming on Jurassic Park. They have a $50 million anti-COVID infection clause in place or safety plan. Have you guys heard about this?
No, what does that mean?
They're dedicating $50 million to, they're going to like isolate all the actors away from the crewmen and isolate testing. The crew from the other family and, you know, temperature testing. And basically they're setting that budget aside to like take care of everything.
Yeah.
What do you guys
million,
make about that?
$50 million.
I thought they were planning to do that, and then it already got postponed or something.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I thought I had heard that they were setting that up, and then they started, and within like a day, it was like, nah,
I just
work.
Really...
Yeah, because you probably just save more money by not doing that.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, at this point, no one really is seeing movies. Like, they open the movie theaters back up, but I don't think these movies are doing well. Like, it's not like...
We're in California.
Is Tenet making, like, a shitload of money? Like,
No. Tenet was... I read an article today that was like, they thought maybe that would be the symbol of like, people are going back to theaters now. Mm-hmm. And instead they said it was the canary in the coal mine because it's, you know, all this stuff is out and it's not even the limited capacity that's affecting anything. It's that people just aren't like wanting to go right now.
Right. And that's what I'm thinking. Like that would be like, I'm sure that in grand scheme of things, it'll be a bomb for Christopher Nolan. Like, it's gonna be like they're gonna lose money.
It's made, I think it's almost made its money back.
Oh, there you
worldwide.
Go.
Worldwide. Because, I mean, there's countries where it's full. Oh,
and then they handled shit correctly.
So I think it's fine, but it's not it's not really a hit.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Probably because
it's so bad.
It's just, well, there you go. That's a possibility. But who's making movies now? For what?
Well, we're still making stuff eventually.
Yeah, but not for theaters. When people are at home.
People that go into production on something right now, they maybe don't expect this thing to get edited and promoted and in a theater until 2022,
2023. No, that's true.
Who knows?
I have resolved myself that this will be here next year. Like summer next year, we're still going to be doing this shit. Like, I think that's where I'm at in my headspace.
I think this is the best thing that could ever happen to filmmaking because now bullshit, big budget, shitty movies cannot be made. Movies that are only made and successful because they have giant budgets and giant casts and insane sets are out the window. Filmmakers can still sneak off with a small cast and go film some interesting small movie. And in the next 5 years, that's going to be all we have. So we're going to, I think, see a return to story-driven small film.
I would be into that.
That might not be such a bad thing.
Sure.
And then when these blockbusters get greenlit again, you'll have a whole new wave of filmmakers who have honed their craft doing story-based films. And then we'll get some really cool, badass blockbuster movies once again.
Okay.
You know, it's like a cycle.
You know what? You got me excited, Derek.
So, in fact, I think, personally, seriously, I think for people like us, this is like the best time. This is the time when a group like us could like finally come up in the world,
right,
making a small movie and giving it to, you know, our audience, people tuning into this podcast right now. Because people are always going to need entertainment, whether it's a big budget thing or a low budget thing. Whatever's being made is what's going to be consumed, right?
Yeah.
So I say the era of Mega 64 starts with coronavirus 2020.
Okay.
This is our big push.
That's what I think.
Why not? Why not? Why not us?
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking, either.
We've said this whole time we were doing television better than TV productions are.
Yeah, so. Even look at this setup right here, and you watch The View. They're not doing this shit, and they could if they use their fucking brains, but they're not going to.
Is The View on?
Like, oh, I don't know.
What are they doing? I actually haven't seen...
I don't know. I mean, look at the Kelly Clarkson show.
Do you remember No More Heroes, the premise? You're like, you have a list, and you have to work your way to the top?
Yeah.
Well, we just surpassed The View on our list.
That's right.
Okay. And who's at the top? I don't know. Jimmy Fallon? What's the number one show of all time that's still currently running? Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, The Closer.
I guess.
Either Kevin. Jimmy Fallon or The Closer. Once we strike them off the top, then we're the champions.
Wow.
And I think that's within our grasp.
Yeah.
I really do.
Dude, The Walking Dead is still one of the most watched shows.
Oh, yeah.
Period. On TV right now. And they straight up gave up. Like,
really?
When it went, like, they had their whole season air, and then they went, oh, there's post-production we have to do. No, never mind. Like, they shot it all. But the post-production, they just went, no, too much, and they quit. The finale has still never aired, has not aired. And
what?
It cracked me up because then that last season of Westworld aired. That whole season was like Blade Runner.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then they talked about it in the behind the scenes, like, yeah, we had to do all the post-production for this, like, at people's homes. And it's like, this looked like Blade Runner, like you created cities.
Right.
Walking Dead couldn't do this? Like, what's the post
production? Yeah, why didn't they just move a computer into a safe
space? Fake After Effects blood? You couldn't do that on a Mac at home? That made no sense to me.
Huh.
It still has not aired. I think it airs next week, though. But it was supposed to air in, like...
Is it the series finale? Or just the season?
Season.
Though they did finally announce an end date for that show.
Remember they announced all the...
No shit.
Spinoff movies?
In the head.
Yeah.
What happened to that? Rick was only going to be in the movies, and he was leaving the show.
They had the main dude leave, and he's going to be in all these movies.
But none of those movies have even started.
Was anything good?
Yeah, World War Z. No, no, none of those ever came out. AMC was going to do a bunch of movies with Walking Dead, and then like they signed a deal to do Breaking Bad stuff too.
Like, what happened?
Like actual full length movies. And as soon as they announced that, Breaking Bad 1 came out like a few months later. I was like, yeah, here you go, El Camino.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what? Walking Dead, what happened, guys? Where is it?
I might have been COVID.
Yeah, but play that into the movie or something, you know? Like, get infected.
We're figuring it out.
Can I change the topic for a second?
Yeah,
it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean.
Can I get political for a moment?
I mean, I would say normally, but it is your birthday. So,
I'll allow it.
Did you guys hear about this patriotic training they want to start teaching kids in school?
Yeah. I vaguely heard about it.
I heard the headline of
it
being proposed. Yes.
I vaguely heard the headline of it too. I didn't read too much into it.
Okay.
But the idea of we're going to make school more patriotic.
Yeah.
Good. It's about time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't school already really fucking patriotic?
I think
back to all the shit I learned in school.
Yeah.
It was all extremely, extremely patriotic.
Every day I did the Pledge of Allegiance.
You know what?
Yeah.
And whenever we do, I go to the kids' assemblies or whatever for like award ceremonies.
Yeah.
They always do that there too. And I get weirded out. I'm like, oh yeah. Like,
but that's you guys. Forgot. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Okay.
Pledge allegiance.
Make it more patriotic. But how the fuck do you do that?
Yeah.
What are you going to teach these kids that you're not... More Patreon. Are there unknown missions into space that we never learned about?
Yeah,
no,
right?
We opened the book. America actually went to Jupiter and badass reasons. We fought a war and we saved it. We're going to teach you all about this shit. We won World War I. We won World War II. We won the space race. We won the Cold War. We invented the internet. We invented smartphones. What else? What are they going to add to this?
What else can we add?
What are you adding to the curriculum? Is there some unknown badass war with all these cool stories we haven't heard about?
I think they're going to just make you appreciate it more, Derek, because we don't appreciate it enough.
I feel like I got it.
I'm with you. Again, you have to say the Pledge of Allegiance every single day. You're pledging your allegiance to the flag. What else do you want from me?
I don't even mind that just a whole curriculum. How do you expand the curriculum to make it more patriotic?
I don't know.
All the facts are there. They're there.
I'm honestly really thinking back to school, and we learned American history constantly
all the time.
Dude, I know all the George Washington stories. I know the Lincoln stories. Are there unknown presidential fucking? Did you know the cool shit James Madison did? I think I do. I think they taught that. I don't know. What are we gonna do? Anyways, sorry to get political with it, but food for thought.
I was in school for, God, I don't know how many years, and on the last day of high school, I walked out, and my history teacher went, I forgot to tell Mount Lincoln!
Shit, dude.
So I think it's just to prevent that.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
I think it's to prevent
that. Kids walking out of school, they see the American flag, be like, did they cover what is that?
Yeah.
What is that flag thing?
We didn't
cover
that, dude.
Fuck, damn it. Come back in here.
You know
what?
You're
shit.
Right, though. You had to, like, I can tell you like what the stripes are, stars, the stars. I know it all.
Bro, I know
who
I know
made
it
the
all.
Flag.
I know
it all.
I know the story. Wait. I'm pretty sure I know the story.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about. What
fuck,
don't I
maybe
know?
Maybe I don't. Susan now I'm getting B, confused.
I can still Anthony. Recite the preamble. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I had took a test on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Made. And
wow. Yeah.
John loves national parks. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyways, mm-hmm. They're talking about like, this isn't how, I can't believe this. And I'm just like, well, how's this work? You know?
Yeah,
maybe they'll go deeper into like Cold War and the effects of, maybe.
They're going to like, yo, we have these top secret files.
I've got it.
We really think you should know about this stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be some, there's definitely going to be some declassified information, some real fucking.
Yeah, they're going to talk about Cambodia.
Some real,
talk about Panama
stuff. But then it'll be less about the patriotic learning, but more about anti-socialist, I think, learning is what they're looking
like,
for.
Yeah.
The dangers
not just
of communism.
I think it's all a reactionary thing to like, oh, kids today are talking about America sucks or has done things that did suck. They're talking about that too much.
Yeah.
I think it's just a response to that. Like, how do we reduce that? Mm. Let's talk about
all the bad things Russia
did the moon landing.
Wait, you know what's
did
really
say slavery?
Ironic?
Don't say slavery. Don't. Okay, so yeah, we did the moon.
Can I point out the irony? It's like kids today are talking about things America has done that suck. So we have a new plan.
We're going to teach them things.
Oh, I wonder how they're going to talk about this in the history books.
Right?
Yeah, America used to suck, and then we instituted the patriotism education program. And then things were good from then on. Anyways, close your books. Good night, everybody.
We learned how dangerous Chinese and Russian ideas are, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just cracking jokes here. Who knows what it'll be?
It's all going to get fucked up once you start listening to the dead Kennedys in ninth grade. I mean, it's just downhill.
Holy shit.
When the kids learn about punk music from the 80s,
once you discover,
opens their eyes up.
At the drive-in.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Good luck.
Good
establishment.
Oh, luck.
Good luck. Government. Bye bye.
Sorry.
Cut through you like a one arm scissor.
Anarchy burger with a side of government, please.
Oh, no. Hold the government, please.
Yeah, please. I'm having my lunch.
Anarchy burger.
Yeah.
Sean, make the theme song this week Anarchy Burger. Hold
you,
the government.
You got it. I'm happy to do it for you, Rocco.
Okay, thanks. When you said, you know, can I get political or am I allowed to get political? It reminded me of a sad moment I had yesterday.
Uh-oh.
You're going to groan for a second when I start this, but there's a reason I'm bringing it up.
Trigger.
They did a live stream yesterday. A live stream yesterday where they announced, I said, bear with me. They announced all the new Power Rangers figures.
Oh,
and
bro.
They are going to do, they're gonna do all the monsters, which I'm really stoked about.
That's okay. What you've asked
but
for.
But they had cast on the stream that
oh.
they did.
Oh.
And they said something about, what was it? They're putting out figures that have the actors' heads or something. I could be getting this wrong.
Okay.
And there's an the Red Ranger in the current team is African American guy.
Okay.
And they said on the stream, yeah, which by the way, everyone watching, all our black audience out there, we support you guys, we love you guys. Anyway, and they moved on and the fucking chat exploded. Stop being political. Stop being political. It's like they didn't even say BLM or anything more than just yo, our black audience, we love you guys. We, you know, stand with you guys. What's up? Anyway, that was it. That was literally it. And it was, God, they're making this fucking shit is so political. It's like, yeah, get back to the pumpkin wrapper figure, guys. What
the fuck?
It made me feel so bad. That's all they said. Yo, this particular audience, we love you guys. That's all it was.
You can't say it? Oh my God.
Political divide is so ingrained into American culture at this point, it's inescapable.
Yeah.
And even the smallest statements can be misinterpreted as a political statement.
Yeah.
Which is why we purposely make easily misinterpretable statements on this show as often as we can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Could it be
just
by design?
Fuck with everybody who's watching. So good luck to everybody out there. And I think we've officially made it political. So there you go.
I can go more into the pumpkin wrapper.
Well, I mean,
I promise. I apologized ahead of time.
You've wanted.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Monster figures, because all they do with the old line is more Rangers.
They don't do monsters ever.
But that's the unique mold, so it makes sense why it's maybe like.
It's going to be a more premium.
Who
item.
Do you think that's the awesome. Monsters would vote for in the upcoming election?
Ooh, right.
Oh,
who's going to make it?
Who would Pudgy Pig vote for? Joe Biden or Donald Trump, Rita? And why? Oh.
No, who's going to make
and
it grow
why?
Bigger?
It's got to be a real person.
Yeah. I think Pudgy Pig would vote for Donald Trump.
Oh yeah. No!
Because the Pudgy Pig likes to eat and he can't eat with a fucking mask on. Take it off.
Political humor, toilet satire.
This is like the most chuckle fuck conversation. I guarantee I'm gonna get like two emails.
I
can't watch your show anymore.
You guys, I'm gonna get so even dark. More political.
Oh my God.
I think the putties sides. Would vote for Joe Biden because the putties don't have equal rights with the other monsters, and you know they're like the labor class, and they could use a little socialism. Right. And I think they support Joe Biden.
I thought you were gonna say. They both talk the same. They're mumbling. I don't know what I'm saying. You can't understand me.
And the hairs that stick up on my leg.
Are you guys insinuating that Joe Biden is not perfect?
It's just Jesus a joke.
Hey, you know what?
These pieces of shit over here really grind my fucking gears.
I didn't mean to.
Was there no third option?
Joe Jorgensen.
What about him?
Yeah, Joe Jorgensen.
He probably wants Rita to run as his running mate.
No.
First female vice. You know a lot about Joe Jorgensen, don't you? Tell us everything you've heard or read about
facts.
Everything
about
I've heard?
Jorgensen, yeah.
Yeah, Garrett, go ahead.
Jorgensen this bit's called stats. The Lowdown Jorgensen.
This is Jorgensen
I've never
facts
heard
with
this
Garrett.
Name before this podcast. I remember Gary Shandling was running last.
Gary Shandling?
Who is this third party?
Gary Shandling was running?
Gary Sinise?
Gary Sinise!
Who was the third party candidate
Gary Sinise was the
runner. Hey, honestly, Gary Sinise for president, I'm voting.
Lieutenant Dan.
I'm voting for Gary Sinise. I like him.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, I asked recently if anybody's been reading anything lately, and Garrett said, fucking stop signs, and now he thinks like Gary that. Shandling ran for president last time.
Who was that?
My campaign's half. Way finished. How do you like it so far?
Sorry, stop signs are letting you down.
I know about Al Jorgensen. I never heard of Joel Jorgensen, though.
What about Tombstolfer? As a musician, I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm.
Anyways.
Did anyone else get the email from Amazon saying their PS5 is in Jeopardy?
Got it.
Oh, they all got that?
100% of people. I know so many people who have canceled their I'm not even going to fucking get it. Forget it. And it's like,
it worked.
Yeah, they sent that to 100% of people.
So everyone got that. Oh, yep. Good.
They did it with Xbox, too.
Oh, they did?
What does it say? Because I have my pre-order with a different company. I got it with Target.
It says Target's email's even worse. No,
I didn't get it.
No, they're saying like we can't guarantee you're going to get it the day of.
Oh,
it's
to be expected.
Yeah, they said we're going to do our best to send it to you by launch, but just know there could be delays. It's a cover your ass email. I got that for PS4.
And I got it on the same day.
Yeah.
Target had a cover your ass statement on the checkout that was like, hey, you know, anything can fucking happen.
Yeah, I think I saw that too. I seriously know so many people that were like, guess I'm bailing on this. Yeah, I just canceled my order. At this point, this is all screwed up. I don't even want to be involved. And it's like, yeah, no, they sent that to everyone. For real? Oh.
Okay. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, so just to make things clear, I want to get this on the record. Had to pre-order my own PS5 last weekend. So I scoured Amazon, I scoured Target.
You know what? You should have guessed better, like Johnny did.
What's funny about that? I think Johnny took the PS5 and ran.
Is Johnny tonight?
Oh, I'm glad he showed up.
Tonight?
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Where is he?
He's playing PS5, again, actually.
I saw that fucking, what's his face? Travis Scott got a PS5 already.
Yeah, how does Travis Scott? What he gets a burger fuck? And a PS5?
Dude.
Fuck that.
You know, I don't even know.
He's got a song in Tenet, too. I want all three of these things.
He's in the 1%, guys. This is where you want to aspire to be as an American.
But how does
That's
he
what they're
get,
teaching in Patriot why, class.
Why him? Right? Why?
He's a Patriot.
Travis Scott
why
gets
not
it
send
before,
it to like another cool... Like Travis Scott already got the McDonald's deal. So Sony should send a PS5 to like someone else who deserves a cool thing.
Dude, I don't know.
Like Gary Shandling.
Why doesn't Gary Sinise have the PS5?
Yeah, Gary Sinise. Hey, have you ever, real talk, real Gary Sinise moment.
Yeah.
Johnny, edit a segment. This is a new segment. A real Gary Sinise moment. There is a video on YouTube. Gary Sinise, he kind of bowed out of acting a little bit.
Yeah.
He has a foundation where he gives to veterans.
Wounded
veterans.
Yeah.
And there is a video, I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube, where they recorded a thank you from all these different veterans that he helped. And also like celebrities too. Like Tom Hanks is in the video.
Oh,
like
wow.
They got everyone and play it for him on a laptop. And he's nearly crying watching it. It was a good video. Yeah. That was your real Sinise segment.
Well, what? Thanks.
Thanks for editing. Good that, cause. But that's some sad shit. Gary Sinise crying? Is everybody
But he didn't
sacrifice
He has
so
a band.
Much?
Is it called like the this Lieutenant Dan Band or something like that?
It is. It really is actually called
I'm
that.
I'm serious.
Yes. That's not a joke.
I'm not joking.
Star. You know what? I'm going to change the subject.
Sorry, Gary.
Sorry, Gary. That's sad. I don't know why Rocco brought that up.
He crying. Didn't Kevin Smith it. Someone filmed it. Someone filmed him
watching. I don't know why.
That's all.
I'm going to get
Rocco
political again.
Oh,
this is my favorite thing to do.
Oh, my God.
It's your birthday.
Ruth died.
Yeah.
The Bade Babe.
Yeah, rip.
Rocco broke into
Ginsburg.
Garrett and I are streaming live and breaks the news to us live.
It fucked up.
I didn't handle it well.
It was a big news story. Yeah. So I ran, they're doing their stream and I go, by the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Yeah. It like deflated Sean.
Well,
proceeded to make jokes.
I'll tell you why, Rocco. I'll tell you exactly why. I wasn't there to lighten the mood with my hilarious jokes.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
But I don't have any tonight. Don't worry. I promised these guys I wouldn't do that anymore.
Let your breath out.
Derek was going to get ruthless.
Rocco.
You know what?
We're all ruthless,
Another
Rocco.
Example of the hypocrisy. When Rocco does it, it's okay.
It wasn't okay, for the record.
That was good.
But Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Yeah.
Sad day. And her trainer... is doing push-ups next to her fucking casket.
I saw that.
Oh, my God,
I'm like,
me too.
This asshole. This fucking asshole.
What a disrespect.
And what a marketing genius. I have to hand it to the fucking brass balls on this marketing genius.
Yeah.
Doing fucking push-ups next to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's coffin. Now we have the world's most famous personal trainer. This guy's going to the fucking history books. The fucking IQ on this asshole. But down and be like, very sad moment, but I'm going to do some push-ups here and let the world know that I trained her.
Yeah.
Wow. Made it all about himself.
I saw that and I was just like, this seems incredibly inappropriate.
Exactly.
But I feel like 20 different people gave me a reason. No, you don't understand. He was her trainer. You don't understand. He was her trainer. And someone said this on Twitter, and I don't have their name, but they summed it up perfectly. It just looked like an NPC in a game, and you hit the wrong button.
Yeah, to it was animation. Like a funeral in like Sims.
Everyone's doing the same thing, and you start.
It was
going,
a funeral in Sims. Hey,
it was pay F, but press F to pay respects.
Here's
not
the
G.
thing. Yeah, you yeah. don't understand. He was her trainer. Yeah, I know that because he did push-ups next to her coffin. Now the whole world knows that. That's the point. Is it the most appropriate thing in the world to brand yourself on this woman's funeral?
Yeah, that was weird.
I thought that was a little weird.
It's not about you, dude.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But also kind of hilarious because this is 2020, and now I really think this guy, you know, he's going to be in the history books.
I think that he probably got a lot of phone calls. You're right, Derek. Yeah. Like, sounds like, yo, you trained Ruth? I'll, you know.
It's the best marketing move he could make.
Do push-ups next to me when I'm dead.
He'll be the next Travis Scott.
I don't want to. When I die, please don't do push-ups.
Because
I can't
won't.
Do them anymore. That's not fair.
Yeah. It almost seems like bragging.
Rocco, don't brag to me.
I'm going to make jokes.
To my coffin?
Yeah, when you're dead there and lying in state.
No, you won't.
You know, Sean, you'll be lying in state because eventually you'll do something.
I do an acting improv class. I'm part of an improv troupe. At my funeral, do like the Who's On First bit, Abbott and Costello, or like a little Who's Line Is It Anyway? You know.
I'm going to bring props.
Just to commemorate the thing we did together.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought about, would it be cool to do like a video that now that plays after I die? You know what I mean? Like bank one funny video, and then it's like, and then when I die, it's like, oh, you didn't expect you're going to get an extra skit?
Yeah, only if there's a cough.
It'd be such a good skit, Rocco, because it'd be like, hello, welcome to my funeral, future Rocco, older Rocco. Rocco that has accomplished all my greatest dreams. And they just list off all these great things
that you've never done.
You would have you done before you died. And then it's extra funny because you're dead now and we know none of that happened.
You didn't do any of this shit.
And we're laughing and you're dead up there. We're like laughing our ass off. Yeah,
classic.
Classic. I think it's a good bit.
I did always think about that, though. That's not a bad bit. I'm mostly joking, but a little part of me is like, it would be interesting to like bank something, and then when you're dead, it shows. I always liked that idea. I've always thought that would be an interesting thing to do. But then all that work, and you're not even going to get to see the cool premiere.
Yeah, you know, knowing you,
and this is not an insult, but this is a curse.
Yeah.
Knowing you, the video won't fucking work at your funeral. You'll literally be rolling in your grave. Like the coffin will spill over because your body rolls
out. You're so fucking pissed.
You're so fucking angry that the video doesn't work.
I'll be dead, and you'll still, from within, hear, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. All that work, 30 years of planning.
That stuttered a lot. Well, we'll send everyone a link when this is over.
The priest comes up. I'm sorry, but Mr. Bodhi provided the wrong format. Yeah, and we told him before he died.
That's literally what I was going to say is like, I'm sorry, I guess it's in the wrong format.
The only font they had on the computer was Arabic graffiti, so we couldn't really read.
Guys, everywhere we go and have to bring our own video equipment, it never fucking works.
Yeah.
It's always an ordeal.
Any event we do, we give them the most basic file formats that anyone can use, the most universal. And it's always, so the video's not playing? I guess you gave the wrong format?
.mp4.
Yeah, I don't. Who the hell's using those? I know. It's crazy.
We've done hundreds of events, played videos at all of them, but we always give the wrong format.
And then there's always a postmortem of the event where they tell, oh, actually, I wanted to tell you, it wasn't the video format. Our friend Travis, he runs the videos backstage. He was running it off of 2 10-year-old Sony laptops, their Vios that he got for graduation, and he daisy chained them all together and they were under a carpet. So they overheated. And it's always something like that where it's like, I don't give a shit. You're acknowledging it wasn't me. Okay, great. Yeah.
Thanks. Every day now with my kids in Zoom, it is like I'm dealing with something like this where the poor teacher, this saint, is trying to teach these kindergartners and she's reading the book. Okay, and so then they did this. And then this fucking parent comes out of nowhere. Miss Smith, you're glitching. Miss Smith, we can't hear you. Can you go? Can you speak louder to the microphone, Miss Smith?
Sounds like
Miss Smith, the internet's lagging. It's like, I can hear Miss Smith just fucking fine. This is your problem, parent. Like, and why are you bursting into your kids fucking, get the fuck out of here. So it's like, this, it's on you. It's you're the problem.
That's you.
That's you.
Is it Smith? It's not Agent Smith, is it?
It is Agent Smith, and, oh, and he's pissed.
Now we know what a glitch is.
I'm trying to read a story to the children.
Turn to a SWAT. Two, SWAT team.
Number one. I really can't explain how.
I just rewatched the Matrix original one, and yeah, it is awful. Just the worst movie. Oh, just dude, kidding. I got you. He's pissed. Don't film him.
Don't film him.
No, it was good.
It's a good
Matrix
movie.
Matrix rules.
Yeah.
Matrix 2. Honestly,
I
made it through the cave rave and then turned it off. Like, okay, I'll come back after this.
Yeah, right.
Now that I've gotten through the sucky part and never came back to it.
Beckett keeps asking me to watch this. He loved the first one, obviously. Ooh. Beckett.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. And he's like, when's two? When are we watching two? And it's like, I just don't want to watch it.
You should. You know what? You're just charging me up for movie club because I got ideas.
Oh no.
I got ideas.
Oh, the Matrix trilogy.
Yeah, hey, you know? Sean, you Mad World was like 6 hours. It Matrix was, trilogy is
it was
be
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Well, same diff.
It felt long though.
But anyway, the original Matrix is a classic, and I always you don't know how many. It's not just you guys that tell me about, you know, the stuff with the sequels, but watching that with a family. Listen, the first one can be done, maybe. I mean, it's rated R, but
it was me, Emma, and Beckett. It wasn't like the little kids.
Older kids, yeah. But the sequels, I can't imagine that being enjoyable at all. Like, I love them. But that's me watching it on my own going, yeah. You know what I mean? I've had multiple people tell me that we have like family movie night. We watched The Matrix. It was great. And it always turns into, Rocco, we're going to watch the sequels because of you. I get told this all the time.
Oh, because of you?
Yeah. And then it's always,
we were up late last night. We had to pause the second one and kids fell asleep for a minute. I tried to wake them up.
Kids didn't like the sex scene.
The 2 and 3 are like not like. There's some things seriously that I really love on a singular level like that. Like I'll watch it myself.
Right.
I don't know what anyone else is gonna think about that. Like fucking. I honestly feel that way about like End of Evangelion.
Yeah. I want to watch that alone.
I've watched that with a group before, and it's like people are just laughing at shit, and it's like, what is this? And it's like, yeah, I this is better when I'm just watching it by myself. You know.
Right.
There's things that are like that, and I totally feel that way about
that. That's what I've been thinking about this whole time, Sean. Is Beckett old enough to watch this by himself? The sequels to The Matrix.
Oh, I mean, I guess so. Why not?
Because like, I just think about how, like, I used to love science fiction and crazy horror movies as a kid. And I would always just get my parents to let me rent it. And I would watch it, you know, by myself at, how old? I don't know, like 13 maybe?
13, yeah.
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 And that's when I would get home with, like, The Terminator. And it was like, well, yeah, my parents said I could watch Terminator 2. Now I want to see The Terminator.
Sure.
And like, they didn't want to watch that with me. It is an old movie.
Yeah.
So I watched that by myself and was like, holy shit. Sex scenes. No one else is in the room. I can watch
it. Yeah, you don't get in trouble.
And like the dissection and all the gore and everything. It was just like,
yeah,
this is fucking so cool. I just loved. Now I'm, you know, is he old enough to be able to handle that?
The Matrix sex scene 2 isn't that. It wasn't crazy. That graphic though, right?
Yeah.
It just sucks.
It's just boring.
It's a sex scene during a rave scene, and then at the moment
you're talking about Reloaded.
I'm talking about Reloaded.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At the moment of climax, it cuts to these people like jumping and whipping their hair in the air with slow motion water coming off them over and over.
I do remember being so excited and then seeing the movie theater and that part happened and it's like, uh-oh. That was my thought.
Yeah, I you know, oddly enough for me, it wasn't, like I said, I enjoy them, but I knew they were going to be something else, you know, at that point. But I actually don't think it's that scene that sucks the air out of the room. It's that sets it up. And then like right after it, there's like a scene with like three commanders talking about how they're going to protect the docks.
Yeah.
That is where I think, after, you know, it's like the rave. That was weird, but maybe this movie will rule. And then it goes to three commanders talking about how they'll defend the docks. And it's like, this is dorky. Oh, yeah. This
but
is
even before the rave, too, it's, oh, Neo, I can't wait to get with you. Doors open. Yeah. All these people, oh, he's arrived. We're religious stuff. Oh, they need you more than I do. And it's all this like, yeah, we started a new religion around Neo. Let's go do the orgy rave. Now let's talk about our plans to defend the city. And I'm like, yo, load up some guns and start shooting. This is a movie. Let's go.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to endure it, Sean,
yeah,
I think if he's way into the first one and you're like, hey, it's solo for this one, buddy. Here's the second one. If you like it, here's the third one.
My dad did that to me too. Where I was like, hey, you watch this if you want.
Because I think as a 13-year-old, I'd just be so into, well, there's a second one. I can't wait to see it. Even if it sucked, I wouldn't know it until it was over.
Yeah, I would still
want
to check it out.
Yeah, I get that.
I have a question for you guys regarding sex scenes in movies, but I want to plug some things real quick.
Sure.
I got to get this in there.
By all means.
Okay, guys, shop.mega64.com. If you haven't been there, you're going to go there right now. I'm telling you. Load it up, Safari, Opera, whatever browser you use. What was that?
Netscape Navigator.
Even if you use Nutscrape Navigator or Internet Explorer, said in junior high, you're going to want it. That's right. Shop.mega64.com. You're going to love it no matter what. And let me tell you, we have restocked a whole bunch of stuff. We did a kind of a surprise drop this week. A little context here. Out of nowhere, we were planning to... we have this shirt, Death is Certain, with some dogs on it. You know, this was at one point it was a 64-hour special.
Yeah, but that graduated to like
to full time.
Full time gig.
Yeah, it was one of our biggest hit shirts, and we were planning to bring it. You know, do a pre-order to bring it back in the near future, and then all of a sudden the other day, I'm not sure the exact chain of events, but someone found it in a thrift store, took a picture of it. I think like a famous musician or a DJ or someone posted that. Like, where the hell do I get this shirt? And then people were reposting it from there. And then, like, these famous accounts on Instagram that post, like, weird stuff at thrift stores.
Yeah.
It got posted on there. And then it just blew up. Where my inbox was getting flooded with, like, where? Oh, my God. People are telling me you made the shirt. Where do I get the shirt? Where do I get the shirt? So it was like, okay, I think we need to severely escalate our plans to bring that back. So we did. The Death is Certain shirt is up for a quick pre-order right now, but it's going to go down, I think, Wednesday night. It's going to go away. So if you wanted one, now's your chance. I couldn't believe how much it was blowing up. There were like musicians. Garrett probably knows, but now he just left. Why did he leave?
Where did he go?
Do you guys know Neko Case?
Yeah,
Neko
it's like Case? a '90s. I mean, became famous in the 90s.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was commenting like, oh my God, I wish I found this shirt.
Really?
Where's the shirt? It was like, dude, yo, email me. Like, yeah, yeah.
Is she getting one?
I'm not going to get into it.
Oh, well. Okay.
That's private information. Sorry.
But anyway, but yeah, it's been really crazy. Anyway, so get yours. And also, we do a 64-hour special every week, a shirt that's only available for 64 hours. We had some overstock on the iDosing 10th anniversary shirt, the one that says digital drugs on it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, the simplest design, but one of my favorites. And we only have a few of those left, not many, but those will be up through Wednesday night or while supplies last. So get one of those too. And then as always, patreon.com/mega64 has a ton of exclusive stuff. This week we actually played, people asked for it, we played Fall Guys together. I don't know if you heard about it, this game, but we played it. And then we put a movie club is going up tonight for Glengarry Glenn Ross. And then we started putting out episodes with commentary of version 1, Mega 64 version 1, our original public access show that we did. All those episodes have already been on there, but now we're releasing them with original 2003 commentary.
Jesus,
there's a whole bunch of stuff to join for.
What could I possibly say in 2003?
Fun
stuff. I'm never going to listen to find out, but yikes. So
the people who watch all our streams and Movie Club, Derek, I kept meaning to tell you this.
Yeah?
Listen to I think it's like the first or second episode with commentary, and they were like, yeah, Derek's phone goes off like crazy in the middle of this episode.
No way.
Things just never change. No. It was right back to back with Movie Club where it was going. But anyway.
When you stop calling me.
He's so popular.
All day and night.
You're busy. Guy.
But yeah, I just wanted to say there's only a couple days left, or by the time you watch this on YouTube, I don't know, but we are offering the Madden Wrap, Mega 64 nice. Madden Wrap yeah. vinyl.
I'm so excited for that.
And a USB with tons of like extra video, audio stuff. There's only a couple days to get in on our Patreon and stay on it to where you get that gift. So
do it. Get in on it. Stay on it.
Check
it
out.
Get the cool shit.
Exactly.
Watch Movie Club. Movie Club's great. Glengarry Glen Ross. Great film. Rocco didn't like it, but I liked it.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I loved it. or I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, okay. But
anyway, important question I wanted to ask. What was the first sex scene you saw in a movie? Like, maybe it was even like...
What? I don't remember that.
You don't remember this?
Or like, because I would just think,
like, because I used to always watch movies like with my family.
Me too.
But then, you know, if something got racy, you would be like, all right, fast forward that.
Yeah.
But then I can think of specifically a movie where it was like, yo, you're, come on, he's old enough.
Just the first pair of boobs I saw, we'll never forget.
Uh-huh. Nice.
We did not know boobs could be in movies.
Cool.
And I was not aware
Fantastic
of this.
Fantastic that they
and
are.
And we
isn't it?
Watched. I loved Christmas Vacation so much, and I begged my family to watch Vacation, and we watched it.
Oh, yeah.
And Beverly D'Angelo is naked in that movie.
Yeah, I forgot.
And I was shocked, excited, mortified, all at the same time. And then my mom was like, oh, my God, Craig, turn it off! And then, like, my dad, like, slow motion, like, to, like, the VCR to, like,
yes.
hit the button to turn it off. But... But yeah, that was the first time for me.
That does kind of come out of nowhere. I forgot about that.
And she's in the shower all of a sudden.
But it's like Clark is just like filming her in the shower or something. Like, hey, I'm doing. Isn't it something like that? Like,
I thought it was.
Isn't he shooting a home movie or something?
I thought he was down by the. I don't remember honestly.
Maybe
down by
I'm
the pool.
Wrong.
I thought he was down by the pool, and there was a girl in the pool that you don't see naked, but you almost do.
Yeah, that I
and
remember.
And then you see her. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I was too little.
Sean left that movie in a daze.
Yeah.
For weeks, walked around in shock like he had just seen a ghost.
Yeah.
His childhood
Sean
was messed
mind
up.
Wiped after that.
Beverly D'Angelo's boobs.
For me, I remember specifically, you know, I honestly didn't really watch a lot of movies that would have that anyway, but every now and then there was something. And I remember watching my family for the first time showed me The Godfather. And then there is, it's not like a horrific scene or anything, but there, you know, when he marries his bride in Sicily,
yeah,
he does take
her consummates.
He takes her dress off. Yeah, they go into the bedroom and he takes her dress off, whatever. And it was, I kept thinking like, oh, here they go. They're going to fast. I didn't know anything about the movie. I'm like, oh, they're going to fast forward. And I believe the quote, I think my dad said, old enough to watch The Godfather, you're old enough to see this shit.
Oh, nice.
Was
Thanks, Dad.
I was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah. And Dad's not wrong.
I mean, I
mean, it's true.
10 minutes later, they shot a guy in the head. So,
yeah, if I mean, Godfather, you can see boobs.
I talked about Linda Carter in The Terminator, but that was after I think I saw my first like nudity on a movie. It wasn't even a movie. It was Madonna's Truth or Dare.
Oh,
it opens with a topless like pole
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just remember being like, "Is that a boy? No, that's a girl." Rewind. I watched.
Rewind.
I watched the beginning of the Madonna Truth or Dare. I never got to Truth or Dare. I just watched that intro over and over again.
Oh man.
And then it was movies that, like a sex scene like in Terminator.
Yeah.
It would just be the 80s action movie shows you a little bit of nipple.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember coming across Total Recall at one point, and it was like, oh, there's just. Is there just nudity? Are there movies that just randomly have nudity in them? Is that what I didn't know how it all worked.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I can remember.
Classic.
Does The Shining count?
Oh yeah.
Because that fucked me up. And I saw that really young.
Dude.
And it was like, Ghost I'm seeing lady, a boob, but I don't want to see the boobs
the thing
in
is
room 67.
You're so scared.
What room was it?
That
69.
She was all the way naked, and I do remember being like, I want to look, but I'm too scared to look.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna. Oh, that.
That's horrific nudity can be the most terrifying thing in a horror film.
Yeah, what's
I
the
think.
Scariest nudity then? That?
That's
I think it's
number
that.
One on my
For
list.
For me, that's the scariest
There's
gotta
nudity. Be another thing where the nudity is scary.
I don't know.
I always tell you about that shot in the Beyond where they're all laying in the field.
Naked.
Yeah, naked.
Yeah, you want me to do that with you?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
This reminds me of years ago. I met, I think in college, another guy who wanted to be a filmmaker. And for whatever reason, oh, you like movies? Yeah, I like movies. I love Francis Ford Coppola is what he said. He dove into this long conversation about how Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula was the first movie he had a sexual experience to, and for the rest of his life, he was weirdly attracted to Winona Ryder.
Oh, I thought you were going to say vampires.
This was like a 40-minute conversation that I didn't want to hear. I'm sitting here having flashbacks of, oh my God, somebody's going to bring up the vampire movie that they jerked off to their whole life. Oh, geez. Oh,
me not.
Well, he was very artsy.
Can't
so
stop thinking.
Freely man. Spoke of those things that I didn't want to hear about.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm glad you guys didn't.
He didn't
there,
like Gary Oldman's bestial rat form. He was just into Mina and the other bread.
I never saw that either.
Are you talking about Bram Stoker's Dracula directed by Francis Ford Coppola?
The style I've never seen this. But the story is fantastic. Just like so drugged out.
I love that film. I love it inside and out.
I think that movie is a classic example of somebody made this on a lot of drugs. It looks fucking crazy. There's some wild shit going on. What the fuck is the story here? Which is, you know, my main complaint with like every movie. So, you know, take what you will. But that movie is extremely psychedelic.
That was my feeling after Apocalypse Now. I'd never seen that before until a few years ago. And I was like, that was a fucking experience. Oh, I don't know.
I didn't like it.
I don't know if that imprinted on me in that way, but. Yeah. That was a
there are times that
fucking
in a movie that they want you to, like, the person's going crazy and they kind of want to make you go crazy.
Yeah.
And I always hate that. Yeah. I hate that so much. It makes me like get a headache and I just don't want to deal with it.
That's the best part of film, man, when it emotes, you know, some kind of like when it invokes some emotion in you.
I agree, but don't give me a headache because you're going so crazy. Like that is not fun.
That makes you feel psychotic, like you're doing coke in the fucking jungle for 30 days, like Dennis Hopper.
We just watched 12 Monkeys for Movie Club.
Yeah.
Ah, another great one.
Yeah.
Did that make you feel nutty?
That a lot.
What? That movie does have exactly that.
What's up, Garrett?
Did it make you feel nutty, Sean?
A little bit. Yeah, I got cracking a little, up got a little nutty.
I said this before, but it was cracking me up that I went and saw that at a midnight movie thing with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this was one that I remember I regretted going to because I had not slept much or something. And I nodded off during that movie. I felt really bad about it. And then I was like, well, how much do I remember? Let's see. And it was like, holy shit. I fell asleep when he was suiting up at the beginning, and then that ending where they reveal all this stuff. That's when I was like, "Holy shit!" I cleared the whole movie. Like nothing in between that was retained.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are under strict legal conditions where we are required to have a gaming conversation. So I have to ask if anybody is gaming.
A lot of Mario 64 for me.
Yeah, that's literally all I've been playing.
I really like that game. But I feel kind of like, I don't remember what I did as a kid, but like a lot of times they'll tell you like, oh, here's the star and it's like, sink to the bottom of the ship and that's all it tells you. And it's like, how did I figure out how to get this star as a kid? Because now I'm like looking it up on Google.
Yeah, I'll tell you, at least on my end.
Yeah.
I always bought the player's guide.
You did?
Yeah, I remember specifically, I thought, because I had the same thought. I'm like, how did I figure this out just off that title? And it's like, yeah, I would get the it almost looked like a big magazine.
I remember those, but they were expensive. They're like $30. My parents were not doing
the
that.
The ones I would get were maybe 10.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember being like 20 or 30. I would get strategy guides.
You would get those?
I would go down to the Barnes & Noble and read them when I got stuck.
Oh, yeah. Now that is a smart.
But and then I would go home.
But whenever there was a big game, I would always
you
get
bought
that
them.
Too. I would
really?
Always get that.
Well, I never did.
And so,
man, Jesus.
And
wow.
So that was like an included thing almost. Like it was like, oh yeah, it says, you know, board the submarine. Well, I already know. Yeah, I already read that in the thing. You have to flip the switch and it raises, you know, like as a kid, it almost felt like that was part of it. Like,
oh.
And I don't. Yeah, I don't. Thinking back, it was like, no, it absolutely wasn't.
My parents would never, ever get me that.
And I wasn't spending my allowance on it.
No, I didn't have
it. I'm with you, Sean.
Yeah. Well, they would play too, so I think it was a matter of like the whole house.
That's the family library was stocked with.
Well, I was the spoiled kid. You got to have the strategy guide.
Yeah.
Zelda, Ocarina of Time. No way I was beating that without the strategy guide.
That one, I remember I got that game for Christmas and then asked for the strategy guide on my birthday, which is 6 months later.
Oh.
But it's like, I cannot beat some of this shit. I need help. And so I got it because it was a birthday present.
You just brought back this vivid memory of me and my friends skateboarding on the weekends to the mall to go read the Resident Evil 2 strategy guide and then write down notes and go home. I figured it out. That's crazy.
Hell yeah. But now it's so easy. These fucking kids are so lucky. They have no idea how lucky they are. We just Google a YouTube video and it'll tell you in 2 seconds.
I don't know.
You
can see the guy do it. Skateboarding to the mall.
That is kind of cool. It was like an adventure.
I got a girl's phone number at the mall.
You did?
Hell yeah.
Whoa. Was it Becky?
It was. You knew Becky?
Fucking knew
Becky with the good hair?
I remember one time I was a kid. I went to that mall with my dad, probably the one we all went to out here.
Yeah. And
man, I don't remember how old I was. I was young. So this was the 90s, and there was some really like crust punk, gutter punk dude, all leather, suspender, skinhead, you know. But he was obviously like punk dude.
Yeah.
And he was kicking a balloon. He was just standing there with these romper stomper boots, just like kicking a balloon in the air, and it floats up. It floats back down. Dunk, he kicks it up again. He's just standing there in the middle of the mall doing that.
Just a senseless punk. Dunk,
yeah. And these two girls walk up, and one girl just looks at him and goes, "Hey, can I have your number?" And the dude's like, yeah, sure. And he gives it to her. And my dad was so livid when he saw that in the 90s. He just walked past that. He's like, "What the fuck is going on in this fucking world of ours?" And then just like kept walking. I was like, all right.
So, dude.
I always think of that mall in the 90s, and those are the kids I imagine going there. Like brain dead crust punk kids kicking balloons and picking up girls.
That's hilarious.
The preppies get mad when the punk kids, you know, they pull wool.
I don't know. My dad's not a prep, but he's just.
But
he's like a doctor.
But he saw it with some loser guy who was high kicking a balloon, and then that worked for him.
Yeah, I can see that. That's how I felt about the emo kids. It's like, what the fucking sad boys getting phone numbers out here?
Yeah.
He's sad boys.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. I was like, yo, I'm in a good mood. Call me.
It's generational, I guess, Derek. You know?
Yeah. I would stand outside the mall with my devil sticks and just be like, check this out.
Devil sticks.
Remember devil sticks?
Hacky sack, devil sticks.
Oh.
You remember, dude, those devil sticks.
I didn't know it was called that.
Yeah, dude, those were sick.
He wasn't allowed to play it.
Love devil sticks. And I would allow it.
Yeah, we had to call it fun
sticks. Black Friday, I'm going to make 64 devil sticks. And we're going to sell the fuck out of them.
We played Jackbutt. No, but anyway, yeah, I've been playing Mario 64 as well. My brother beat it, and he got... I don't remember how many stars he had when he beat it, 80 or 90.
Yeah.
Shit. He was like, should I move on, or should I get all 120? I'm like, dude, you're not going to have a good time. Like, just move on. No, I have to. And I just saw him, like, going crazy, because one thing I've learned playing this game, I feel it's a great game. I love it. You know, obviously, we talked about the camera. Right. Got to wrestle with the camera. That's annoying.
Sucks. Yeah.
The levels in the game, I feel like as it goes on, they become less and less coherent. Like the early levels are like, oh, yeah, classic Mario stage. Yeah. And as they go on, it's like, you're on a carpet on a rainbow. Don't fall off. Don't fall off. It's like, is this a level? Is this a full level? Is it like they're like different versions of earlier levels where, oh, the cliffs are more fucked up. Like, you can't... you fell off. Like, it's... I don't know. By the end, the levels are kind of, like, are really frustrating.
Not fun.
But I still like the game a lot overall. And then
with Mario Sunshine, in the beginning, the levels are really frustrating. They just continue that frustration
through the whole game.
I wouldn't say I quit. I think I just walked away and had no desire to go back.
Now, my fear for you was that you were going to be so done with that, you would put the whole thing down, not play a Galaxy or 64.
That's how it stands. Yeah. That's how it's looking right now.
I figured that would
see, that's why I'm going to start with Galaxy.
Mario Sunshine was so bad. I'm playing PC games again.
Dude.
So. I'd
say go to Galaxy. If you don't like that, then, you know.
Did you get any birthday games? Anything new?
No, I didn't get any birthday games. I've been playing Besiege this week, which is a game on Steam that I played when it was in beta and beat it. This is a common problem I have. I'll buy a game because I hear all this hype about it. It's in beta. Okay, great. So I play it and I beat it. And then I beat it. And, you know, 9 months later, people will recommend it. Like, you should play that game. I just think, well, I already beat it. And that's what it was with Besiege. People recommended this game for years. And it's like, well, I've played that. But now I'm going back and there's all these levels I never played. So it's kind of like rediscovering it for the first time, which is good. But it took me so many years to get to this point. So that's what I've been playing this week. And that and Mario and a couple other games on Steam. But I'm not too far into them, so I shouldn't review them yet.
Okay.
I don't have much to say. But yeah, Besiege is cool. It's a game where you build, like, machines to take on armies.
Okay.
It's kind of like World of Goo, if you remember that game.
I do.
Yeah.
We had to build bridges and structures to get goo across obstacles.
Yeah.
This is another game where you're putting structures together. These are, like, machines to knock over buildings or wipe out large groups of people. It's pretty fun, if you're into that kind of thing.
Cool.
You know me. I like building games and strategy games.
Yeah.
I can't, you know. Yeah. What would you describe that? I don't know. Kind of management game.
Control game. I think management. Yeah,
simulations. Yeah.
Some kind of customizing. Some kind of like level builder. It has to have something like that in it.
I've been trying to get a new third person RPG. Like Gothic 2 was one I was checking out, or some platformers. I was trying to do Mario, but I don't know. It's just something about like a simulation is really relaxing to me.
I never got to. I meant for weeks to bring up that I had played the new Avengers game that came out. I streamed it, but I never talked about it on here. They released Square Enix put out an Avengers game on all platforms. If you saw the stream, I think you pretty much get the gist.
Oh,
I want to say on record, my favorite game stream I've ever been a part of on, well, I was going to say our channel, but any channel.
But it was just you, though.
Was that it was a QTE, but the QTEs in that game actually stop the game until whenever you're ready. So they're not QTEs. LTE. Who here called it a TTE, a take your time event? Somebody did.
I don't know.
They, literally, it's press triangle. I mean, it's whenever. Okay. I mean, it's like, guys, what is, why even have
that? Is that
in
on
there?
Any setting? Like, if you have like expert mode setting, it still does it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy. Wow.
So that stream was really fun. I had the QTE go the entire 2.5 hour stream, and it was a lot of fun. But as for the rest of the game, I'm in utter disbelief. What a big budget like property. Obviously, Marvel and the Avengers is.
Yeah.
And how you flub it that bad. So this game has, the big component of it is there's like a whole ongoing multiplayer thing. I haven't even played that, and I'm probably not going to. I'm not even really interested in that. I wanted to do the single player story.
Right.
And so I'm playing, I had to hesitate to not call it campaign because I hate when these single player games call it a campaign. That is like Call of Duty terminology, and I don't know why that planted itself in games. Oh, have you played the new Mario campaign? Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, you shouldn't call it.
Seriously, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Anyway, but the story in this new Avengers game, so I kept hearing, oh, it's not a very good game, it's bad. And I kept seeing this goofy shit, and that made me want to get, honestly, this game looked like kind of a disaster, so that made me want to try it. And I got it, and playing as like Thor or the Hulk, specifically the Hulk, is a lot of fun. The Hulk was made for video games because you are lifting up entire vehicles, throwing them, crashing stuff. I mean, you know what I mean? You're just breaking everything, so it's fun to play. But that's like half the game, and the other half is you're the Avengers' biggest fan.
What?
I don't know, this Kamala Harris or whatever the hell her name is.
She becomes
Vice
President? Squirrel Girl?
She becomes Miss Marvel, or she's Kamala Khan. Kamala, that's what it was.
What? Not
is that the girl with the S on her
she's
chest?
She's in the... Because
I don't know what that is. I keep seeing
she's
this
in
too.
The comic.
And she's stretchy?
My frame... Yes, she's stretchy, yes.
Yeah, what is this
My
character?
Frame of reference is the movies. And they made this game look like a knockoff version of the movies. Not the comic.
All right.
Or maybe... I don't know. I don't know a lot about the comic.
It's hybrid.
But she's, I guess, been a character in it for a few years. So they lift from that, too.
Okay.
But they... It totally disrupts the game... Because it's like, I just want to be the Avengers. That's fun. Oh, I'm flying around as Iron Man. Like, dude, all his powers are really cool. And then it's like, okay, now I'm Avengers' biggest fan. Oh, I know this from the comic because the comics are a real thing in her universe. So, oh, I remember this from the comic. Oh, look, I found Iron Man's gauntlet. Isn't that cool? Oh, that's Thor's hammer. Well, I can't pick that up. And I'm like, yeah,
oh, man.
Okay. Can I be the Hulk? Can I go back to but like she ends up getting powers.
Yeah.
And it's you would think like, well, it is kind of weird. You're not one of the mainline Avengers, so maybe they'll give her like badass powers. No, she's just like rubber. So look how big I can make my hands.
This sounds like it's made for a younger audience.
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic without the intelligence.
Like, it's really just, why do we keep going to this character? Like, let me just be the five. You have one of the most expensive properties on Earth. And it's like, yeah, let's cut back to their biggest fan. And I'm sure it evolves over the course of the game, but I could not do it. And I've actually seen some positive reviews that are like, isn't it refreshing to go to her and just, it's something so different?
I mean,
no, I wanted to play as the five strongest guys.
I will say that when we played the Spider-Man game, when you were Mary Jane sneaking around, that's fine in a normal game, but I want to be Spider-Man flying through the city. That's why I put this particular disc in, was
totally,
to be Spider-Man.
Totally.
It just, what you're describing reminds me of like educational games that would be really cool, but then there'd be like a scientist character that had to do the math to figure it out.
Right.
It's like, well, this sounds like, oh, kids are fans of Marvel, so maybe just being a fan is a relatable hero to be, too, you know?
I think they try to give it, like, an emotional resonance like that. Yeah. Like, isn't it cool this girl who came from nothing could, like, go up to this? And, yeah. But that should have been a DLC. Like, that should have been its own game. Like, give her her own game, and then it's like, oh, this is awesome. You start at nothing and you work your way up to now you're with the Avengers, but that's not, I bought the Avengers, like they're on the cover. And I don't know. Does anyone care if I spoil this?
No. Not a little bit.
Nope. I was never going to get this.
Everyone
game.
At home, I'm going to spoil the Avengers game. If anyone cares, they kill Captain America first mission.
Oh,
Civil War style.
These games keep doing this thing where now some games have done this and maybe it worked or maybe whatever, but I'm not going to say just games. There's a lot of stories out there right now that are trying to do this thing where, oh, you didn't expect that. Isn't that bold? And it starts to, after a while, be like, yeah, but every game is doing this. Like, I want to, like, really? Okay, Captain America's, like, on the cover. And
yeah.
Well, that's what people were upset about. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to talk about this subject, actually. I'm redacting my previous thought.
Anyway, so it's already like, okay, so what did I buy? Like, what?
Right. No, anyway. And to my point, even when I'm playing that Spider-Man game and I'm Peter Parker walking around, I don't want to do that either. Like, I don't want to be Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Mary Jane. I want to be nothing but Spider-Man. That's fun.
I wouldn't want to be Tony Stark, like, finishing paperwork at the office either, you know? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I wasn't that invested in the Avengers game anyway. I just wanted to try it, honestly, to stream it and talk about it on here. So, you know, maybe if I was more invested, I'd find some more stuff to it. But, you know, that was just my
surface interesting.
Level I was reaction. Surprised you checked that out, honestly. I was like, why? I could not wrap my head around you wanting to check that out.
It was just a giant console game with the biggest property, and I didn't know anyone buying it. And then I saw the cutscene thing online where the QTEs were freezing on people, and I was like, this looks hilarious. Like, I actually want to try this. And it was that. Sorry if I bored you.
I've been yawning all day, dude. So I'm sorry. I just
you
do
bored
that.
Him with your Avengers
one
critique.
Party too many. Your party put him over the top.
Yeah, I said no more birthdays, and Derek had to have one today.
He's so over birthdays, dude. Derek, whenever yours comes up, he's
whenever that may be, don't talk to me about it.
hey, I got scared by a book.
What?
It happened. I've been reading The Terror by Dan Simmons. It is a highly reviewed horror novel.
Yeah.
And I've been reading it, and I've been really enjoying it, but it wasn't scaring me. But I highly recommend it to people out there. The Terror is a book about some 18th century explorers looking for the Northwest Passage. Oh. It is a historical fiction book about an actual expedition looking for the Northwest Passage that was lost.
Oh.
This is a book that takes that premise and then expands it by telling you the story of what happened to these guys. And it is a weird, supernatural, demonic story that is pretty cool. And I'm really enjoying it. But the part that scared me wasn't like a jump scare or anything. It was weird. And I realized that books scare me in ways that are different than movies.
Yeah, you can't do a jump scare in a book.
Well, I've been jump scared by a book before, but that's not what happened in this one. But something happened where suddenly a character I was really interested in was in a terrible situation, which it was essentially one of the worst ways I could imagine dying.
Oh.
And I was not prepared to read this. So I'm just like, okay, all right, what the fuck? Oh, and I just sank in my chair like, no, oh, fucking. And so it was that kind of fear of like, I don't want to keep fucking reading. What happened? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, my God. You know, kind of like that. And so afterwards, I kept reading and it was over. And I was like, you know what? That got me. That, you know, it wasn't like the type of scary, but this book, reading it, really affected my mood. And so I feel like mission accomplished. I found a book that scared me. Nice. And I'm still reading it. I'm still loving it. I have a lot more to go because it's a long book. But I recommend it, The Terror, if anybody out there is interested. And if I keep reading cool stuff, I'll pass along to people out there. But that's what I'm currently reading.
Cool.
I was just going to say, there were a lot of people commenting last week that there were quite a few that said, you know, I think I've been more scared by books than I have movies. And I honestly think I agree with that, where there's certain books that when I read and there's something scary in it, the thoughts manifest.
Yeah.
And that haunts me way more than a movie just having some creepy thing.
Sometimes they showed me. I agree.
Sometimes, yeah. But I think for me, more often it's been books. But how does a book jump scare you? I would actually, I can't picture.
You turn the page, it says boo.
Like a, how does that work, Derek? Because you mentioned
because,
that happened. How would that work?
Because the way the book is written, and I actually love this shit. I get off on this. The way the page is constructed, a good author is controlling your train of thought. And so they will have a character in a bad situation, or maybe not even a bad situation, but you'll be going down a train of thought, a text, and then it'll end, and then you'll start the next paragraph, and it is an abruptly startling, just blanket statement that you weren't prepared to read.
Huh.
You know, and he kind of lulls you into this, okay, da-da-da-da-da, and you're like, what the fuck? Seriously? You know, and it's not like, and then the clown popped out. It's more like information is revealed that immediately lets you know, like, oh, fuck. Like, you get kind of eternally disappointed, like, oh, shit, this is really bad for this person. Hmm. And it frightens you because suddenly you're like, oh, I like this person. They're fucked. Fuck.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's kind of that feeling of just suddenly, like, enjoying it, break.
I gotcha.
And so it's that kind of jump scare.
But it's not an actual, oh, fuck. Like.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is. If it's, you know, in a movie, it's. I find it similar to a movie. What's a jump scare in a movie? A character you care about, is it a situation and you're worried about them? Or maybe you're not worried about them in the situation, but suddenly something happens where you fear for them. You fear for their safety.
I guess in my mind, it's just something startling. I think I wouldn't be startled by a book necessarily, but it would be, but I understand the scared part.
Yeah. I told you the thing that jump scared me in a book years ago was, a character was like exploring an abandoned mental asylum, and they kept smelling something, and the smell, then it was, I don't remember how it was phrased, but it was like the smell was getting closer. Basically, it revealed like there was a person in there the whole time. And that actually, it jump scared me. For whatever reason, I was in the mental space. I was in the mental space thinking I was in that room alone. And then it was like, oh, shit, you're not alone. Ah!
I got you.
So, yeah. But when it comes to movies, it's interesting because I read something recently in this book that was like an action-packed part of the book, and I thought in a movie this would be badass, and I'm not really enjoying this in the book because there was so much going on of like, oh, the character turned with all their body weight and lifted up this foot and pushed and reached and grasped for this, and then they tumbled through and were yanked, and I'm like, bup, 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 bup. I don't know where that. I would rather just see this happen in 30 seconds in a movie. Yeah. So, you know, hey, go figure. Books and movies are different, but a well-written book is its own experience, I think.
Sure.
So, hey, we just had a little book talk.
That was cool. Was a May 64 book talk. What do you think?
Well, Johnny didn't show up, so we could tack another hour onto the podcast, but
okay.
We are I think we are looking at a good, you know, I think maybe we should wrap it up here.
Solid.
We can do our after show. We are actually set up to do calls on Discord, so maybe we can take a few of those. We haven't done that like all year. Yeah,
Jesus.
So that might be kind of fun, okay. but all that aside, I think that's Derek, it is your birthday. Is there, you know, certain like wrap up or like a cool?
No, I don't know if I'll stick around for the after show. I might just more birthday.
Dude, it's your birthday. Fun, you know? I say you are free.
I'm thinking go to a bar. Fuck it. Mask off. The flute song is. And we're going to, you know, do some karaoke. Triple kiss with some strangers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Triple kiss with some strangers. Weed is legal in California, gonna do public bong rips with strangers.
No. Sharing it, pass it around.
You don't breathe out of that tube, bro. Give me a breath. So
token.
Happy birthday to me.
But this podcast airs across the country. Now it's federal.
Shouldn't have said it.
Okay, I'm gonna sing.
Only upload this in California, yeah. Johnny.
I'm gonna sing to Derek, and then we can end it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Get close up on Sean.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. We think you're great. Let's celebrate. Oh, happy birthday. Where are you going?
Knows this. Where are you going?
Oh, happy. He's gone.
You know this song, Derek.
Oh, happy birthday.
Is that it? I just wanted to look him in the eyes while he did it.
Oh.
I just wanted to look him straight on while he did it. I don't know that song. That's not the Chili song. That's not something
the
Chili else.
I thought for sure that was the Chili song.
I think isn't the Chili ones that? Let me try to. I never worked there, so
okay.
Isn't
go ahead.
It, yeah, guess at it.
I have to suck my soul out.
Yeah,
slightly. Happy birthday from Chili's. To me. Happy birthday. Da, 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 happy.
No, I mean it's something like that.
I don't honestly.
Happy birthday from the Chili's crew. Happy birthday from us to you. Hey.
Something like that.
I don't. I truly. Could.
Everyone at Chili's loves to serve $1 million. I wouldn't really be able to tell you what it was. Because Chili's is so good. Hey,
I just feel like I've heard a million soul sucked happy birthday, whatever. I feel like I've heard like bored teens do that so many times. Yeah. Happy birthday to the Chili's family. Happy birthday. Have a blooming onion.
No, that's not. Yeah, you would think that was soul sucked, but that's actually the level of energy that is acceptable to somebody who would have their birthday at Chili's. If you put any more energy into that, it scares them.
Because,
you
don't overload
them.
They're
just easily intimidated, very timid, deer in the eye, you know, headlights look. So
that's after they had one ramekin of the awesome blossom. Awesome.
And
sauce.
They had a heart attack.
Yeah. If they get any more excited, their heart.
They're going to die soon because of the calories.
They're half dead from the awesome blossom. So if you startle them too much, it goes to the Widowmaker artery. It's like lights out on the birthday. No good. So that's strategic by Chili's.
Birthday, death day.
Happy death day to you.
From the Chili's crew. Hey, good night.
Good night. Johnny, if you're watching this, edit a birthday tribute. Good night.
I want my birthday back, birthday back, birthday back, birthday back, birthday back.
I always
birthday,
like to give Johnny back. I like him to think all the work is done.
Oh,
and fuck.
Wait, no, hold on. Sean, leave. Yeah. Kevin.
It's his birthday. I mean.
Wide shot on me. Wide shot. Johnny, put me in some cool like birthday thing here. Wow. On my birthday? Oh my gosh, for me? Wowie, wow, wow. What do we have over here for my birthday? one of those. Yay! Thank you, Johnny, for my birthday gift.
Johnny, you got all kinds of footage now to
work
with.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Yeah, so just edit something nice and tasteful. Yeah. Don't make me look bad, you asshole.
Some professional, yet don't take too much time on it.
Wow! On my birthday? Oh my gosh, for me? Wowie, wow, wow! What do we have over here for my birthday? Oh, I've always wanted one of those! Yay! Thank you, Johnny, for my birthday gift!
Johnny, you got all kinds of footage.
Yeah, you got a lot.